If the baseball commissioner gets his way, there will be fewer major league teams by next season. The teams most likely to be eliminated by contraction are Montreal and Minnesota, with Florida, Oakland, and Tampa Bay also possible candidates. Commentator Scott Hueler has no problem with reducing the number of teams. He just argues with the reason.
If you need more evidence that pro baseball has lost its way, look no further than the decision to close franchises. I'm not against contraction. 30 teams is too many. From a sport where the average fan used to be able to turn on a game and identify at a glance the stadium where the teams were playing, baseball has become a sport where the average fan often can't even identify the teams. Contraction makes sense. But if the owners are really focusing on attendance to determine which teams to euthanize, they've completely lost track of the game of baseball. Baseball is by its nature a low-attendance game. The crack of the bat echoing off the plastic of empty right field seats, the cry of the lonely beer man, the meaningless late-season swing to Milwaukee or Kansas City, these are baseball at its essence. Baseball thrives in front of the few. I should know. I grew up in Cleveland, where I was regularly one of 2 or 3 thousand hardy souls who ventured out to watch the Tribe drop both ends of an August doubleheader to the Yankees. Watching those few thousand fans disappear among 80,000 empty seats was itself worth the price of admission. And for we lucky few, the game had its own magic. You played chicken with the ushers, trying to slip into more expensive empty seats before they got bored with keeping you out. You practiced shouting the names of fielders every time they ran on or off the field. In an empty stadium, you knew they heard you, and garnering a confused look from Paul Splittorff or Juan Benitez was something far more lasting than another Indian's loss, or, rarely, a win. You could keep score in a quiet ballpark. You could spell out dirty words by raising and lowering the empty seats. You could wander around listening, smelling, feeling the game. You were one of a few thousand. You felt important. Best of all, you never ever had to do the wave. So no, I do not think the way to find a baseball team to get rid of is to look for one whose fans aren't supporting it. After all, had the owners done that in the 60s or 70s, they surely would have closed down the Indians, whose ticket is now one of the hardest to get in the game. I suggest they look for teams we're sick of. I suggest they look for teams who have had their chance and ought to get out of the way. I suggest they close down teams we can do without. I'm from Cleveland. I suggest they get rid of the Yankees.
Scott Euler lives in Nashville.